Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
On this episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, we're kicking off Where Are They Now Week, a multi-part series delving into the lives of sports' biggest stars, decades after their extraordinary athletic triumphs. We begin with arguably one of the greatest tennis players of all time. SI senior writer John Wertheim joined us from Wimbledon a few weeks ago to discuss his story about none other than Steffi Graf.
Steffi Graf is potentially the most accomplished tennis player of all time.
She's done it again, Steffi Graf. Six times the champion in Paris.
Steffi Graf, in an hour and 21 minutes, takes her fifth US Open title, her 21st Grand Slam title, and it was done in some fashion.
Certainly in that league with Serena Williams, she was Tiger Woods and just absolute dominant force. She marries Andre Agassi, and then we've scarcely heard from her since. She was ferociously private, even when she was this towering athlete, and she is now fully private as a private citizen. And so you have this absolute A-list, top-of-the-pyramid athlete married to another athlete, and she's completely disappeared from public view, which was one of the reasons I was so interested in this.
Can you talk to us about Steffi's legacy in tennis now that she's retired and the path she paved for women in tennis today?
You know, legacy in tennis is really interesting because in some sports it's statistical, and in some sports, you know, we don't have to spend much time talking about what's Michael Jordan's legacy. I think we all know it. In tennis, it's different because it bleeds into your post-career. So as a tennis player, Steffi Graf brought in a new level of power, a new level of fitness. There's a line I had in the story, a German Olympic coach said if she had chosen to, Steffi Graf could have been an Olympic runner, just an absolute A-list athlete. Then she disappears. And for a lot of players, I mean, John McEnroe, by comparison, won 7 majors. You know, not nearly as accomplished, but he's still in public view, and he's still on TV, and we have players that are coaching and pundits and they're running tournaments, and it impacts their legacy. I mean, I think tennis players, sometimes we conflate what they did, what they were playing with what they did afterwards. And statistically, I mean, Steffi Graf won more majors than Chris Evert, way more than McEnroe, three times as many as her own husband, Andre Agassi. And yet, I don't know if we necessarily see them in that light because she's been such a cipher since retiring 20 years ago.
The words have yet to be invented that are large enough, colorful enough, or true enough to express the heart and soul of this woman that I love, Stephanie.
You mentioned her husband, Andre Agassi. During their careers, they had very different mindsets when it came to the press, right?
Yeah, it's a much different relationship with the press and much, much different relationship just with persona and image and being public facing. I mean, Andre Agassi was rock star tennis, and he was doing these audacious Nike commercials and flying private, and he had frosted tips and denim shorts and was seen as this real sort of this icon, this rebel. And Steffi Graf was usually photographed with a curtain of hair covering her face and said as little as possible and gave as few interviews as possible. And if she was going to endorse your product, you better get a good picture of her playing tennis because she was not going to go to your five-day photo shoot in Monte Carlo. Just a completely different approach to celebrity and to sports at a time when sports and celebrity were mingling like never before. But I think what Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf had in common was their upbringings weren't altogether different. And I think even though they approached their careers so differently, I think they also sort of recognize the pressures and the perils and some of the payoff that comes with being an athlete. I mean, in some ways, it's a completely logical couple that they're two of the only people on the planet could appreciate the existences they led, and yet they led them so differently.
There was a budding rivalry with Monica Seles in the early 90s that unfortunately never came to fruition. What happened there?
In 1993, Monica Seles, who was younger than Steffi Graf and was really emerging as a rival, some of that was about just results, and some of this was also stylistically. Monica Seles was left-handed and approached tennis very differently. It was a great study in contrast, and this was really shaping up to be the rival that Steffi Graf never really had the first five or so years of her domination. And Monica Seles has come along in a fan at an event in Germany in the spring of 1993. A mentally unwell fan stabbed Monica Seles on the court.
Monica Seles flew to Denver last night and on her way to Vail, Colorado for medical treatment. The world's top women's tennis player was stabbed in the back Friday when she rested between games of a match in Hamburg, Germany. Her attacker, a German, says he wanted to prevent Seles from maintaining her world ranking ahead of Germany's Steffi Graf.
And it was this tragic event that also really changed tennis history. I mean, Monica Seles, by her own admission, would never be the same player after that. Certainly her rate of winning slowed down. That was after a fairly lengthy absence to recover as much psychologically as physically. And, you know, it's as sad as it is to say, I mean, that this deranged man's objectives were met. Steffi Graf no longer had a rival and went back to winning. And I think it's something that, you know, I mean, you first and foremost, you have great sympathy and empathy for Monica Seles, but also that can't be easy for Steffi Graf. And there are a lot of fans that, you know, you talk about an asterisk and everyone sort of plays this sort of counterfactual, how would this have worked out differently if Monica Seles hadn't been stabbed? And it was really something that, again, I don't want to diminish. Monica Seles is the number one victim here, but I don't think she's the only one. And I think this is something that Steffi Graf had to, and probably still has to this day, to reckon with as well. Having achieved some measure, not all of it, but some measure of her success came after her rival had been stabbed in her name. So it's definitely sort of another layer of complexity to the story.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So why did Steffi Graf retire?
That is a great question. She won the 1999, ironically enough, it was the same tournament that Andre Agassi really had this career-defining moment, but Steffi Graf wins the French Open. She's a sentimental favorite. She wins this title, and she goes after that, and she plays Wimbledon and does well there, but she doesn't win. And then a few weeks later, she plays a match in San Diego. She has an injury and basically says, I'm done. And I remember at the time, it was just when I started playing tennis, and everybody sort of said, you know, we've seen this movie before. It's like the boxers who unretire, and she just needs a little break. And that never happened. She never set foot on a court again. I mean, for all intents, she never really made much of a public appearance again. There was never, the long interview or the comeback tour. She never coached a player. She never did commentary. She really disappeared. And at one point, someone who knew her well said to me, look, as soon as Steffi is done playing tennis, you are never going to see her again. And you sort of say, we've seen this before. And eventually you realize that being a public figure is not so bad, and there are perks and there are financial incentives sometimes. But to her absolute credit, it's been more than 20 years and no one has really seen, you know, if you've seen her, it's probably been by accident.
Since she's stepped away from tennis, what is she focusing on now?
She's a full-time mother. There's actually just news a few days ago that her son, Jaden, who's a baseball player, pitcher at USC, is going to enter the draft portal. She has a daughter as well. And I think apart from being a mother, what was explained to me, and she didn't speak to me for this piece, you know, we know each other and have friends in common, and she was very polite and cordial, but just she predictably was not interested in speaking for this story. But we have a number of, you know, there are certainly other people who know her that did. And what really struck me and stuck with me was, apart from being a mother, it's just she leads a very conventional life. She lives in Las Vegas. By all accounts, is happily married. She'll go to, you know, she goes to Costco like the rest of us. This is someone who at a very young age was this global celebrity. She never wanted it. It was sort of this awful byproduct of being a world-class tennis player. And she comes from a small town in Germany. And I think apart from family is obviously principally important to her, but I think beyond that, just being a normal, conventional person, I think a lot of people wouldn't have predicted it would be in Las Vegas, but that's the hometown of her husband. But I think by all accounts, she's just relished being a normal person who's not trailed by paparazzi, who doesn't have to do an appearance, who doesn't have an agent trying to get in touch with her. She lives a normal life. And I think that's something she's wanted for a long time, even when she was on top of the tennis world and traveling the world. And it sounds like that's given her fulfillment.
Over the past several years, we've seen the toll that fame can take on professional athletes, especially on their mental health. What kind of example do you think she's set for current and future tennis stars?
That's a great question, because I felt guilty even asking for an interview, because I knew she didn't want to do it. And if she did do it, it would be under duress. And I think that it's really a model in a weird way of how to do this thing right. And she doesn't have to deal with all the toxicity of social media. And she doesn't have to deal with spreading herself too thin and feeling like she's a commodity. And I think it's also really sort of a testament to discipline, right? I mean, I think that there's a lot of temptation, and some of it's financial and some of it is just ego. Hey, wait, I want to be at that movie premiere. I want to be at that red carpet event. I want to be the top fundraiser. And she's resisted it all. And I think there's something really healthy about the way she's handled her. It's not something she's probably passed up. I know this for a fact. I mean, she's passed up millions and millions of dollars by being so private. She's in some level passed up. I think this has come at a real detriment to her tennis legacy. I mean, again, this is someone who she won more major titles than Chris Evert, Martina Navratilova, Pete Sampras, Andre Agassi. She's won more than Roger Federer. And yet we don't necessarily see her. And I think the tennis fan certainly does. But I think the casual fan would never guess that Steffi Graf was a more accomplished tennis player than, you know, won more majors than Roger Federer, because she's disappeared. So this has come at a real price sort of in surface ways. But I think your mental health is probably much improved from someone that's checking their mentions and worrying about what private jet is going to take you to what corporate event in Monte Carlo.
And even if people don't know how successful she was, it's still true.
Yeah, the numbers don't lie. And what she accomplished as a tennis player in terms of titles, in terms of weeks number one, in terms of just this absolute dominance. I mean, she didn't really have a rival, but this was unmitigated success. I mean, this really was one of the Tiger Woods type domination for more than a decade. And you never had the sense, even when she was playing and winning Wimbledon and ranked number one in the world, you never had a sense that she was especially happy off the court. She made no secret of the fact that the demands that come with being a star were exactly that. They were demands. They weren't something she necessarily liked, certainly didn't lean into. But yeah, I mean, just you look at statistically, this is one of the all-time great players. I would even say, never mind in tennis, I mean, this is one of the all-time great athletes, certainly of her generation. But you're not following her on Twitter these days, and you're not going to see her throw out the first pitch at a baseball game or appear on tennis's equivalent of inside the NBA.
It sounds like her son will be taking care of the baseball games anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Good point.
Thanks for listening, and a reminder to please rate and review our show. It helps people find us. Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit si.com. This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Jessica Yarmosky, Jordan Rizzieri, that's me, and Isaac Lee, who is also our sound engineer. Our senior producer is Dan Bloom. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.